a lot of people know, Valerie Joy of WILF up in Queensland, to report back on a really exciting recent success and an interesting story at that. Over to you, Valerie.
Hi, everybody. Lovely to see you all. I became involved with the campaign as a member of WILF, and soon after I joined, the Queensland local government elections took place, and Jamila from ICANN invited us to begin lobbying Queensland councils to support the TPNW, the Treaty for Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. She gave us printed material to use, which included the basis of a motion for discussion at a council meeting. Now, there are 77 councils in Queensland, and until recently, we were the only state in Australia that had no councils signed up to the Cities and Towns Appeal. There was a team of us keen to get started, and we divided the number of Queensland councils between us. About eight of us wrote to about nine councils each. So the plan was to write and to follow up with an email and then saying that we would call the mayor the following week. It was a great plan. But none of us received any answers. And when we called, we were never put through to anybody, to an elected member. In fact, the one council where I had personal connections, the mayor of that council asked my relative to ask me to stop contacting them. So, of course, I respected that. But she gave me some very interesting thoughts. She told me that the mayor of Mount Isa was newly elected and might be receptive to further inquiries. So 2020, there was the interstate lockdown, and another WILF member, Del Cudahy, and I made plans to travel to Mount Isa and to visit other councils in rural Queensland as well. Starting in Townsville, which is a military city, we had a nil response from the mayor there, and subsequent correspondents told us clearly to stop contacting them. The next was Flinders Shire, based in Huendon, where the mayor was still at the Queen's, but she and all organised for the CEO and another staff member to see us. They were very encouraging and wrote a report to the council, but it didn't proceed. In Mount Isa, we spent time in the local library reading about local organisations likely to provide support. But our team back at home, and this is what I want to emphasise, we were a team all the time. And we meet all the time. We meet every fortnight. So we become very close. The team back at home had organised for the local newspaper to interview us. And so there was something about us by the time we got to see the mayor. We also had organised for us an interview with ABC local radio. And we even dropped in on the local member, Warren Inch, but we didn't see him. We saw his PA. So the mayor was very gracious. And she gave us a good 60 minutes and then introduced us to the general manager. She said, "I believe and support you, but there are six other councillors that I have to get on side." She also suggested we visit the Catholic priest, who proved to be a very staunch ally. Her last remark was, "Why don't you do a 15-minute virtual presentation to the council?" That had not occurred to us to ask for this, but this became our next strategy. We then visited Winton Council and spoke with the mayor and deputy mayor, who were quite encouraging, but there was no follow-up. We had written to the local paper about our upcoming visit and sent a copy to the mayor. Our last visit was to Longreach, and my, did we have a knockback there. I actually got to speak on the phone with the general manager, but there was no way he or any elected member would see us. Back home, we planned our 15-minute presentation to Mount Isa, starting with a message from the Mayor of Fremantle, who was then the chair of Mayors for Peace, followed by a well-argued case by Marianne Hansen. A Mount Isa staff member subsequently wrote a report to the council summarising our points, but it still didn't go to a vote then. The mayor mentioned to the aforementioned Catholic priest that when she moved the motion a couple of months later, she didn't think she would get a seconder. However, the motion passed to support the TPNW 6-4-1 against. A few months later, we took Alfie, that's the Nobel Prize, back to Mount Isa and put on a reception for the council and the community at the Bucks Club. The next was the Australian Local Government Conference, the 20th to 23rd of June 2021 in Canberra. And Dell and I attended together with Jem and Jamila. We were still putting our stall together when many elected reps came up to talk with us. And this was indeed different from the usual knockbacks. Seven different councils had proposed a motion for the Monday afternoon session that the ALGA, Australian Local Government Association, supports councils in supporting the TPNW. And it passed unanimously. Many cheers. The following day, opposition leader Anthony Albanese spoke at the conference and he said, when Labor is in government, Australia will sign the TPNW. More cheers. So back in Brisbane, our relation died with none of the councils we recontacted being willing to see us. The mayor's PAs were very protective of their bosses. We steadily wrote to Brisbane councillors, requested interviews, which were generally declined, or in some cases they referred them to Councillor Fiona Cunningham, who had carriage of this nuclear-free stuff. But it was like putting our arguments into thin air, and we sent them all Christmas cards in 2021. I discovered that the Lord Mayor of Brisbane is the chairman of the Asia Pacific Cities Summit, which meets annually in Brisbane. And I wrote to him along the lines that the Pacific nations have suffered greatly from nuclear fallout and most have signed the TPNW. I suggest they would appreciate Brisbane City Council giving support to the TPNW. His reply was that Brisbane has been a nuclear-free zone for some time and did not consider any further action necessary. Just a note that our lobby group was alerting council that all the signs that said Brisbane was a nuclear-free zone had fallen down decades ago. Next was the federal election and the surprise upsurge of the Green vote in Brisbane and generally in Queensland. So my take on this is that the Conservative Brisbane City Council, who face elections in 2023, got scared that many would lose their seats to the Greens. The council agreed that Wilf could make a 5-minute presentation to the council. And it was fortunate this was delayed until after the election. In the weeks leading up to the 31st of May, Marianne, Chris Henderson and others had face-to-face meetings with their local councillors. On the day, Marianne gave a succinct and clear message to the council, with about 12 of us sitting in the visitors gallery. And to our absolute amazement, it was passed without going to a vote. So now we are recommencing our campaign to firstly approach adjacent councils to Brisbane with a new and more confident style of letter and a request to make face-to-face presentations to those councils. And secondly, to again write to all other Queensland councils, inviting them to support the TPNW. Thank you very much for your attention and good luck to you all.